Chapter 9. A Pronouncement. The word of Jehovah is against the land of Hadrach, and Damascus is where it rests. For Jehovah has an eye on earthling man, and on all the tribes of Israel. And Hamath itself will also border upon her, Tyre and Sidon, for she is very wise. And Tyre proceeded to build a rampart for herself, and to pile up silver like dust, and gold like the mire of the streets. Look, Jehovah himself will dispossess her, and into the sea he will certainly strike down her military force, and in the fire she herself will be devoured. Ashkelon will see and get afraid, and as for Gaza, she will also feel very severe pains. Ekron also, because her looked-for hope will have to experience shame. And a king will certainly perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon herself will not be inhabited. And an illegitimate son will actually seat himself in Ashdod, and I shall certainly cut off the pride of the Philistine. And I will remove his blood-stained things from his mouth, and his disgusting things from between his teeth. And he himself also will certainly be left remaining for our God. And he must become like a sheik in Judah, and Ekron like the Jebusite. And I will encamp as an outpost for my house, so that there will be no one passing through, and no one returning. And there will no more pass through them a taskmaster, for now I have seen it with my eyes. Be very joyful, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Look, your king himself comes to you. He is righteous, yes, saved, humble, and riding upon an ass, even upon a full-grown animal, the son of a she-ass. And I shall certainly cut off the war chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow must be cut off. And he will actually speak peace to the nations, and his rulership will be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Also you, O woman, by the blood of your covenant, I will send your prisoners out of the pit in which there is no water. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of the hope. Also today I am telling you, I shall repay to you, O woman, a double portion. For I will tread as my bow Judah, the bow I will fill with Ephraim, and I will awaken your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and I will make you as the sword of a mighty man. And over them Jehovah himself will be seen, and his arrow will certainly go forth just like lightning, and on the horn the sovereign Lord Jehovah himself will blow, and he will certainly go with the windstorms of the south. Jehovah of armies himself will defend them, and they will actually devour and subdue the slingstones, and they will certainly drink, be boisterous, as if there were wine, and they will actually become filled like the bowl, like the corners of the altar. And Jehovah their God will certainly save them in that day, like the flock of his people, for they will be as the stones of a diadem glittering over his soil. For, oh, how great his goodness is, and how great his handsomeness is! Grain is what will make the young men thrive, and new wine the virgins.